In today's specialty crop news, advisors saw high hull rot pressure this year in almonds, and a simple reduction in applications can help growers avoid those losses again next year. Cooperative Extension Pomology tree crop advisor David Dahl says higher moisture levels this season caused hull rot flare-ups. Dahl says there are two practices growers can do next season to avoid the same issue.
So in general, what we can do as farmers, we can't control the pathogen, we really can't control the environment, we can control the host, and we can do that by trying to pull back a little bit of vigor as we approach hull split. And in that case, what we're going to do is deficit irrigate to make sure there's a mild stress at the onset of hull split. This may mean our deficit may start 2 to 3 weeks prior to the initiation of hull split. And the third one is make sure we have good nitrogen management plan, that we're not having these trees too juiced up per se going into the hull split period.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.